Primal Magic, Swan's Lake by Adriana Dane, now available from Amber Heat, www.amberheat.com. A sensual tale of seductive shifters, good versus evil, and dark enchanted lust, versus a unique, pure, and passionate love in the magical world of Valeriana. Managing to free herself from a brutal captor, Martine, a swan shifter, escapes through the swan arch, landing in the enchanted world of Valeriana. An excerpt from Swan's Lake, Chapter 1. She's very beautiful. Rinaldo couldn't look away from the view of the serene lake surrounded by the lush forests, so different from the barren fields and fallow grounds on the other side of the estate. At one time, the lake had been just as stagnant as the dried-up land, before she came. But only the lake and the surrounding woodlands seemed to have been affected by her magical appearance. He felt Satrius's presence behind him, but Rinaldo was focused on the beauty of the swan who was about to take flight. He watched as her powerful wings extended, and she glided across the lake, her mirror image reflected in the shimmering, clear blue water, and finally soared into the air. His gaze was glued to the arc of her neck as she stretched out, and he could almost feel the wind against his own face, the freedom of the sky as he followed the perfect symmetry of her form. He felt his soul reach out to her, yearning to soar with her. His thoughts faltered as he felt Satrius stroke his long hair, drawing his attention back to the room. Closing his eyes, he absorbed the seductive touch. Satrius was a powerful magician, and Rinaldo had summoned him to the estate in hopes that his magic would heal his land. What he had never understood was that his own soul was much like the land, barren and rootless. He had been listless and despondent until the arrival of the magician and his entourage. Satrius had changed everything. He had touched a deep, hidden part of Rinaldo. He felt alive when he was with Satrius, saw things differently. Rinaldo had been warned of the dangers of summoning Satrius to the estate. His magic was indeed powerful, but also very dangerous. This land was a legacy of his ancestors, and he was losing it. Yet he was unsure why. He needed help, desperate to restore the land to its former fertility. Satrius promised it would be as it once was, and assured Rinaldo his magic could do what needed to be accomplished given time. He wove a spell around Rinaldo, a spell steeped in dark lust that Rinaldo was unable to combat. Slowly he was drawing him deeper and deeper into the web of passion, from which he now felt no desire to break free. Yet still the land lay barren. At least he felt something, even if it seemed he moved in a shadow world, where he only came alive when driven by his sexual arousal. If Satrius could awaken something inside his dead heart, could he not also revive the land as he promised? It was the man himself who mesmerized Rinaldo over the many months he had been ensconced at the estate. He had seduced Rinaldo until he could envision no future without Satrius being a part of it. Not only to return prosperity to the estate, but in order to convince Satrius to remain with him, he had finally agreed to act as stud to the protege who accompanied him. Satrius had convinced him it was the best way to return prosperity quickly to the land. Rinaldo did not love her. Truly, love played no part in any of the emotions he felt, even when it came to his desire for Satrius. He was promised that as a child would grow in Belinda's womb, so would his land again become fruitful. There were two reasons to bed the woman. The important one for Rinaldo was that the magic he wove with her would help his land and the people who depended on him. The second was that Satrius wanted the child to train in the ways of his magic. Rinaldo had asked why he didn't bed the woman himself if he wished an heir, but had been told Satrius was no longer able to sire children. Rinaldo had given up a search for romantic passion and thought himself incapable of any greater emotion than that of the lust and need he felt for Satrius. Until the appearance of the maiden, Everything had changed since her unexpected arrival. Suddenly, he was torn in his desires. "She's not for you," Satrius murmured from behind him. He turned Rinaldo to face him, forcing him to look deeply into the mesmerizing emerald depths of the magician's eyes. Satrius cupped his face and locked with his gaze, searching for his soul. "She must have some magic to have healed the lake and the forest. I have run there. I know it has recovered. But why not the remainder of the land? That is what I cannot figure out." "She has not the power you think she has. She is weak. She cannot give you what you desire. Only I can do that." He looked into Satrius's eyes, felt his willpower ebbing, giving over to the magician. "Yes, I know you are right." Satrius penetrated inside him. Rinaldo could feel the heat blazing from his presence. The lust grew to twine around him. Satrius tilted Rinaldo's head back and studied him closely through a narrowed gaze. "Do you? She should never have been brought here. She is not of our kind. Her magic is different. You must not allow her to come between you and that which you want." Rinaldo felt the heat of him as he lowered his head and his lips claimed Rinaldo's in a demanding kiss that scorched through him. He felt his cock rise thickly against his leg. Satrius held him fast with his hands and with his mind. He wanted to please the master magician. He needed him and submitted to him, even knowing Satrius used him for his own ends as well. He could not deny him. They had moved far past that point. Satrius broke the kiss and looked deeply into his eyes once again. "You know what you must do. It is time to send the maiden away. She and her kind are a distraction." He stroked Rinaldo's hair, and calmness dropped over him even as his passion soared. Any thought of his desire for the light of the maiden disappeared from his thoughts as Satrius drew him forth into the passionate darkness. Even in bringing the maiden to the house, when he had found her wounded and unconscious, he had defied the will of the magician, a thing he did not often do. Something stronger had driven him, and he could not fail her, even knowing Satrius might leave him because of the act of defiance. Satrius demanded obedience in all things and would accept nothing less. "I will tell her she and the others must leave now that she is healed. I could not send her away when she was so near death." Satrius slipped his shirt over his head, baring his muscular chest, taunting him with his flesh. "Soon." Rinaldo nodded as he lowered his head to draw one of Satrius's nipples into his mouth and sucked deeply, hands gripping the magician's hips. He heard his sharp intake of breath. "It will please me when this is done. Her presence agitates Belinda. If you do not handle this quickly, I fear for the life of the maiden. Do you wish her death on your hands?" Rinaldo knew Satrius used the threat to force his hand. He knew Rinaldo was drawn to the maiden, her magic so different from that of Satrius and Belinda. There was a freshness, a purity in the swan magic. He had tried to keep himself separate from her, but something kept drawing him back to her. His own level of magic was nothing compared to that of the swan or Satrius. He had never exercised his inherited power, never wanted it, until now. But between Satrius and Belinda, they sapped him completely until he was totally powerless to fight their control. He looked up into Satrius's dark gaze. "I do not want to talk of her any longer today." The dark, seductive magic wove its passionate spell around him. He needed the intimacy with Satrius, like one addicted to opium. His cock grew heavy with anticipation. Satrius cupped his face. "When I have given you what I see in your eyes you desire, you will go to Belinda and you will appease her unrest." "Yes, I will do as you ask." Belinda was a means to an end, and if it could please the magician, he would do what he must. In the end, it was no great hardship. She was a lush, seductive woman. Satrius stepped away from Rinaldo and took his hand, guiding him to the bed. "Come, then. A few hours of passion will assist in restoring your focus." After stripping Rinaldo, he stepped away to study him and removed the remainder of his own clothing. "You are a beautiful young man. I have chosen well. Get onto the bed and lie on your stomach. You are too tense. We will speak no more of the maiden, only of desire." Rinaldo eagerly did as the magician requested. He turned his head to the side and watched as Satrius took a blue bottle from the assorted resting on the shelf. He came back to the bed and climbed onto it, straddling his hips. He felt Satrius's thick cock against his lower back, felt it slide along his spine as Satrius leaned forward and drizzled some of the oil over his shoulders. "You like when I do this for you?" "Yes," he managed to say in a guttural tone. "Your hands are knowledgeable. I would do anything to feel them on my body." He began to knead at the tight muscles in Rinaldo's back. There was something in his touch, an energy that transmitted to Rinaldo, warming him thoroughly, building the fire within him. These intimacies with Satrius were becoming fewer and farther between as he pushed Rinaldo toward Belinda and securing the relationship. He used the intimacies as rewards for the sexual encounters with the witch. He had been bedding the wench for months now, and still no sign of fertility. He treasured these moments, even knowing that once Belinda carried the child, he had no idea how the relationship with Satrius might change. He might take the babe and leave Rinaldo alone. He dreaded that day, for he felt no true love for Belinda. Her body was delectable, and fucking her was certainly no punishment, but there was no depth of feeling for the woman, no deeper connection like there was with Satrius. It was strictly a duty he must perform to receive the reward. He melted beneath the hands commanding his body, hands that now turned him onto his back as Satrius resituated himself, his cock pressed against Rinaldo's skin to skin. It was an exquisite sensation, feeling their flesh press and slide together. He undulated his hips as Satrius's hand stroked across his chest. "Do you want me to leave, Rinaldo?" The question came out of nowhere, and he stiffened. He pinned Satrius with a panicked look. "Why would you ask such a thing?" He rose up from the bed. "Of course I don't want you to leave." Satrius's hands brushed soothingly across his chest as his eyes imprisoned Rinaldo's, until finally Rinaldo looked away, silently acquiescing to Satrius's dominance. Satrius rose from the bed and reached for Rinaldo's hand, pulling him up as well, and leading him back to the window overlooking the pristine lake. He whirled him around, bracing his hands to either side of the window. He then kicked his legs wide. Rinaldo felt opened and vulnerable to the whims of the magician. He gazed out over the still lake as he waited, his cock hot and hard, desire raging through him. There had been a time when he was the one in command of his estate, when he had fought against all intruders who would claim what was his. How had he come to this point? Slowly his will had been sapped from him. Satrius had done more than claim his body. He owned his soul, wooed him with the dark magic of his personality, bribed him with the knowledge of the power. Belinda was simply the baggage he must accept to hold the prize. Somewhere along the line he had sold everything he was for the carnal pleasure of Satrius's presence, and he was thoroughly caught up in the magical web. He tensed when he felt the warmth of Satrius's hands on his ass, separating his cheeks. Anticipation shot through him. "Keep your eyes on the lake, my young lord. You think you want the maiden, but I know better. You would defy me if you could, wouldn't you? Are you thinking of her now?" Rinaldo shook his head. "No, Satrius." His hand stroked Rinaldo's ass. "I think I must remind you of your true desires, help you to remember." Rinaldo hissed when the first strike connected. A rhythm began as a sharp series of spanks ensued, and his ass warmed to the pain, each strike landing differently until he shuddered and sweat broke out over him, yet he still focused on the lake as Satrius directed. The powerful blows stopped. "What are you thinking of?" His buttocks throbbed, his cock pulsed, pre-cum dripping from the bulbous purplish head. "I want you to fuck me," he whispered. "I want you to touch me." "What? No thought of the maiden now?" "No." His mind had room for only one thing. Only one man. Only one need. "Please, Satrius." Hands slid across his warmed ass, and he hissed sharply. A thick finger glanced along his crease, halting at the puckered hole of his opening. It circled around, then the hand moved down between his legs to cup his balls and squeeze. "It's my cock you want driving into you, isn't it?" "Yes," he thrust his hips back. He was devastated when the hands left his body. He saw the swans returning to the lake, most of them, more of them than before. Their numbers had multiplied drastically since the arrival of the maiden. He felt the fiery heat of slick oil as Satrius poured it over his ass and allowed it to drizzle along his crack. A finger again traced along the crease, teasing at the small opening, and then the tip of a finger slipped inside just enough to drive his desire to a burning edge. Satrius slipped it out, circled the puckered entrance, slid it in again, no more than a taste. Out again, between the throbbing cheeks of his ass, hands circling his hips, sliding down his groin, beneath his cock, grasping his scrotum yet again. His cock was bursting with the need to be touched, hot as a glowing coal in the fireplace, yet once again the hands slipped away. Satrius, he begged. This torture would drive him insane. He needed to be used, to be fucked. He tried to focus on the lake, but nothing was in his mind but the need to be taken by Satrius, only Satrius. The taunting finger was back at his hole, deeper this time, oh yes, deeper, then swiftly pulled free, circling and circling, torturing him. Satrius pressed close, and Rinaldo could feel his rigid length pressed against his ass, sliding along his slippery length over his anus, between his legs, and he pushed back against him. "What do you see?" he whispered in Rinaldo's ear. "You," he gasped. "No lake? You," he repeated. His ragged breathing eased somewhat when he felt the tip of Satrius's cock positioned at his entrance between the hot cheeks of his ass. "Do it!" Satrius pressed deeper, splitting him wide. Pain and pleasure swirled inside him like a tornado, just beginning to gather momentum. Satrius's hand gripped his cock as he burrowed deeper inside, inch by inch, until he was fully anchored there. Rinaldo felt the waves of pleasure rock over him, the heat encompassing him, the throbbing pain in his ass. And then Satrius began to move in a short staccato rhythm. He met his thrusts, felt his hand stroke along the length of his cock, hard, hot heat, dark, swirling need. He wanted to come, needed to. Only with Satrius had he ever felt this depth of passion, a huge force that was about to explode. Satrius kept up the steady rhythm. He was slow as he felt Renato close to orgasming, then returned to the steady rhythm. It seemed they stayed like that for hours, Satrius driving him to the edge, then pulling him back, controlling the wild passion as no one else could. Sweat dripped from his body, a red haze engulfed his vision. The only thing he could see was Satrius riding him, driving him harder and harder, and he wanted it that way, wanted the edge, wanted to be controlled. No thought entered his mind of anything but Satrius. His scent filled his senses, driving him crazy with the need. He heard the whimpering cries for release, but never associated that it was him making them, pouring out promises to the magician, vows of loyalty and commitment as his cock pummeled into him. He gripped the windowsill as he again felt the burgeoning desire building inside, but this time Satrius didn't stop, and he exploded so powerfully he thought he'd lose consciousness as wave after wave of ecstasy shot through him. A shower of cold water poured down on him as Satrius emptied the pitcher over him. He shuddered at the shock, and he convulsed harder, shouting with ecstasy, and would have dropped to his knees if Satrius had not held him up, his cock still deeply entrenched in Rinaldo's channel. Rinaldo trembled forcefully with the power of his orgasm, and then, unbelievably, Satrius began to move inside him again, drawing him up from his exhaustion. Amazingly, his own cock again began to harden. It was the magic of the man, as no normal man would have recovered so quickly, but Satrius was no ordinary mortal, nor was Rinaldo. Satrius had changed everything. Satrius leaned closer to him. "I think you understand. She can't give you what you need. You know that. You belong to me of your own free will." Rinaldo could only nod his head. Of course, he had known all along where he belonged, known there was no other course for him. He inwardly collapsed, recognizing his master, defeated by his own lust. Demanding hands pressed into Rinaldo's hips, and Satrius forced him away from the window, pivoting him toward the bed. He shuffled forward, Satrius still buried inside him, directing him. Only when they reached the bed did he pull free. "On the bed, on your back." Rinaldo did as he directed. He He looked up at the imposing countenance of the master magician. Rinaldo's cock was at full attention once again, ready to be dominated and pleasured at the master's whim. Satrius lifted his legs and separated them. His ass at the correct angle, he positioned his cock at his entrance and pressed deep. Rinaldo inhaled sharply at the forceful penetration, reveling in the domination. Satrius's hands slid up his chest to his nipples. Grasping each one, he twisted and thrust forward. Rinaldo cried out at the sharp pleasure that consumed him. "Yes," he yelled, "whatever you want is yours." This man gave him power, offered him the secrets and the ability to have anything he wanted, to enjoy erotic possession in ways he had never dreamed of, with unbelievable stamina both in spirit and in body. He arched upward, melding himself more tightly to Satrius. With Satrius there were no limits, no boundaries. He plummeted into the abyss. Satrius lifted away and grasped Rinaldo's cock, with both hands sliding over the slick flesh. The world spun, and he could not catch his breath as the dark desire rocked through him. Satrius called forth the pleasure, pulled the semen from his body, spurting across his abdomen. Satrius pulled out and thrust deep, coming with force inside his rectum. He then pulled his softening penis from Rinaldo's gaping hole and slid up onto the bed, leaning back against the pillows. Sluggishly, Rinaldo slid from the bed and walked over to the basin. He wet a cloth and turned back to the bed. First he cleaned the master magician and then returned to the basin and cleaned himself, dropping the cloth back into the bowl. He could not help glancing out the window longingly, seeing the purity and peace represented by the plethora of fragile-looking swans nesting on the mirrored waters. He broke away from the vision and turned to look at Satrius lounging on the bed. The world outside his window was not for him. Satrius opened his arms, and without hesitation, Rinaldo went to him. He had chosen his course, accepted his magician lover, and all that might be necessary to keep him at his side. He crawled over the thick quilting to rest between Satrius's legs, and lowered his head in supplication against the dark magician's muscled chest. Satrius tilted his head back to look into his eyes, and then lowered his head to claim his lips, pressing his tongue deeply into his mouth. Rinaldo cupped his thick neck. Satrius raised his head, and Rinaldo saw the hard determination lingering in his eyes. "Tonight you will go to Belinda and provide her with the assurance she needs." Rinaldo again rested his head against Satrius's chest, could hear the steady thundering of his strong heart. "I will do as you ask." He glanced toward the window. The Swan Maiden was not for him. He was no longer the young lord he once was, looking for a bride to grace his home. Something else had taken hold of him, and he could not retrace his steps to human naivety. He closed his eyes. Satrius's hands stroked over his hair and down his back. How had he become so accustomed to the touch of the man? So needy for it, he could not think of a time when he had not required it. The steady stroking of the firm hands soothed him, and he thought no more of the whys of the situation. Primal Magic, Swan's Lake, by Adriana Dane. Now available at Amber Heat, www.amberheat.com. For information on other stories, visit www.adrianadane.com.